in the past, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong, and as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Ephesians 4, verse 32, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. In the wilderness, two bucks found themselves in a fierce battle, their antlers locked together in a seemingly unbreakable embrace. As the struggle continued, one of the deer eventually succumbed to exhaustion and died. The surviving buck was entangled with his lifeless adversary and forced to drag around the dead weight of his fallen foe wherever he went. A hunter who had witnessed the scene was moved with compassion and used a folding shovel from his pack to carefully separate the two animals. Freed from his burden, the living buck had a chance to start afresh. However, instead of embracing his freedom, he immediately turned back to attack his deceased enemy, consumed by the identity he had built around this single conflict. I'm afraid we often find ourselves in a similar predicament. We become so entangled in our past hurts, grudges, and conflicts that we allow them to define us. Even when the opportunity for freedom presents itself, we cling to our pain, unable to let go and move forward. The Bible teaches that the forgiveness is essential for spiritual growth and personal peace. Christ, our ultimate example, forgave those who persecuted and crucified him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." As followers of Jesus, we're called to extend the same forgiveness to others, no matter how deeply they have wounded us. Forgiveness does not mean excusing or forgetting the wrong that was done, but rather choosing to release the burden of bitterness and resentment. It's a decision to trust God with the outcome and to focus on the future He has planned for us. When we forgive, we open the door to healing, restoration, and the ability to live lives of excellence. So let's learn from the story of the entangled bucks and refuse to be defined by our past struggles. May we embrace the freedom that comes through forgiveness, with God's help, move forward into abundant life which He has promised us. Mighty Father God, I thank You for this analogy. I thank You, Father, for the example of Your Son on the cross. I pray that You'd help us to pull this off in our day-to-day lives, that we might move into freedom, that we might have liberty, liberty, liberty. God, grant us the ability to move into freedom and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.